This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The New York Post is saying that you might want to hold off, get this, filing your taxes, because Congress is negotiating a $100 billion bill that could offer breaks to both parents and businesses. I don't know. I wouldn't wait too long. I would definitely consult my tax professional to see if it's time to hold off or just go ahead and get the thing filed so that you are,
so you're in the clear, right?
April 15th, we'll be here faster than you think. And it takes time to get all that stuff together, but we'll tell you more about that here in just a moment. Interesting article on the New York Post. But folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is good to be with you here on the show this morning at 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have something you'd like to opine about, if you have a question or a comment. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, and we appreciate that as well. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, everybody listening on 930, and everybody listening along the GCN network, of course. They distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we sure appreciate their hard work, and we appreciate them very much. So good morning to everybody up there at GCN, up there in Minnesota this morning. And folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here on the show this morning. It is Tuesday, and we are having fun. We are up with you bright and early, and so if you're just waking up this morning, we're here to kind of help get you going and get you informed and off to having, hopefully, a great day today. And so, by the way, let's just tell you here real quick. This from the New York Post. Taxpayers may want to delay filing their returns closer to the April 15th deadline as Congress negotiates a $100 billion bill that could offer breaks to both parents and businesses, according to experts. The bipartisan group led by Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden, Democrat out of Oregon, and House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, Republican from Missouri, is wrangling over restoring some of Donald Trump's tax cuts in exchange for expanding the child tax credit, according to the Washington Post, which cited people familiar with the talks. Though Democrat lawmakers aren't thrilled to restore tax breaks prized by Republicans, like bonus depreciation research and development expensing and net interest deduction, they're willing to compromise in order to expand the child tax credit, per the outlet. Also, folks, don't you think that they would love to be able to say, look, you know, people may feel a lot better if they get some tax breaks. It is an election year, of course. And so maybe, just maybe, this is kind of part of that thing that we see happen with Democrats every 2 to 4 years or so, where they say to themselves, you know what, we need to kind of sound a little bit more like we're not super far left. We need to sound, dare I say, a little bit more like Republicans, and then we got to win that election. And as a matter of fact, you know, our good friend Chris Markowski, just last hour, we were talking about spending. We were talking about Republican policies and so forth. But he said something that was incredibly important, and that was the idea that, well, you got to win elections though before you can put policies into place, and you know, you have to get unified, and you have to be able to win elections. Well, this is something that Democrats do very well. They win elections very effectively. in so many ways, right? And that's only because, again, they rally. They have their central thing that they talk about. Sometimes it's a little more moderate. Sometimes, you know, again, because they have to sort of put on a show for you to believe or for voters to believe, yeah, we're just going to stick with the Democrats. We're just going to reelect our Democrat representative. We're just going to reelect our Democrat senator. We're just going to reelect a Democrat president. You know, it's all good. And then, of course, it all ensues all over again, and then the whole cycle just keeps going and repeats itself. Well, you got to break out of the cycle. There's no doubt about that. But at the very least, people will see. And by the way, if these kinds of things were to go through at this point or they would get some traction, well, that just leaves an opening for the GOP nominee, presumably Donald Trump at this point, to be able to tout those very tax breaks. To tout those very things that will make people's lives easier and better. So again, though Democrat lawmakers aren't thrilled to restore tax breaks prized by Republicans, they're willing to compromise to expand the child tax credit. James Moores, an associate professor of accounting and taxation from the University of New Haven, told the Post, "What I would do is hold off until February to file taxes to see what's going to come out." Very interesting. Lawmakers are discussing a $100 billion bill that, if passed, would implement tax breaks for parents, as we were talking about, before tax day on April 15th. You always want to take benefits, deductions, credits, and everything else into account. What's going to benefit you the most? Whether benefits stay or not is another story. In 2021, Democrats temporarily boosted the child tax credit from $2,000 to $3,600 a year per child. The expanded credit lapsed the following year due to pushback from Republicans. But here's the deal, folks. Again, you got to get in office. You got to win the elections. And you got to be able to parlay just about anything you can. But anyway, again, thanks again for the direct messages that we're getting. We appreciate William in Denver. I appreciate your message very much. And, yes, we will be happy to pass on those kind words that you have for Denise Simon. And we appreciate everything else you're telling us about the program. And, folks, there is so much more to tell you about as we go through this program this morning. It is the Tuesday edition. And, yes, we are live. And, yes, you can call in 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. And we are coming right back, I promise. I really do. Completely promise. You have my word.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through this Tuesday edition of the program. A little bit of Traveling Wilburys right there. And I like that song a lot. I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of loud, you know, this kind of thing. And but they made such great records and such great songs. And I've said this, I know, a million times, but I just got to say it again. You know, supergroups, they don't really always work. They almost never work. But the Traveling Wilburys, they just didn't seem to have a whole lot of ego problems, shall we say. They just kind of worked together. And, of course, many are now passed on. Very, very sad. But they left behind some really, really incredible music, no doubt about that. All right, so folks, welcome back. Of course, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we're glad that you're choosing to spend some time with us here on the program this morning. You know, they found some loose bolts on some of these grounded 737 737 MAX 9 aircraft. Okay, this is, I believe this is coming to us from the Washington Post. United Airlines on Monday said preliminary inspections of grounded Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes have turned up loose bolts and other issues with the part of the aircraft that failed on Alaska Airlines flight over Portland, Oregon last week, raising concerns of a systemic problem with the jetliner. And that's where it gets really terrifying. Now, we understand there were some injuries on that flight. No fatalities, thank God. But this area had failed. And as I understand it, this is an area where they don't use that exit door on in this variation of the aircraft or in this role that the aircraft has. And so they've either they've deleted it or they've plugged it up, basically, is how it's being described. So evidently, this is where that area of failure occurred. So if it occurred on one aircraft, that would be one thing. But if it is being seen that this could be an issue across many, almost 200 that we know of at this point, that could be very, very bad indeed. United Airlines on Monday again, they said that they found loose bolts and other issues that have to do with this. In some cases, the bolts needed additional tightening, the carrier said. The inspections of more than 100 Alaska and United planes manufactured by Boeing were ordered by the Federal Aviation Administration after a door plug blew out of the Alaska jet mid-flight Friday, causing injuries and chaos. The finding could compound the woes of Boeing, which has struggled to rebuild its reputation since an earlier model of the MAX was grounded after two crashes, killed 346 people several years ago. Investigations revealed problems with the design of an automated system on that plane, which had not been fully disclosed to the FAA. Friday's incident did not cause any fatalities, even though a piece of the plane broke off mid-flight, leaving passengers exposed to the open air. So, of course, Boeing is saying they want to cooperate completely. Then they have a methodology, I believe, to inspect these aircraft. But again, if you're starting to find this, if you find an issues of this across different aircraft, I don't know how long they're going to be grounded. Because if that's having a problem, then obviously there's got to be a full inspection. I mean, and how long does that take, and what are the parameters and procedures of that? This is just, again, something that's terrifying. You don't want to go to the airport and find out that you're getting on a 737 MAX 9 aircraft. Right. And so it's just a huge mess. But lives are at stake. And so it takes the time that it takes at this point. All right, folks. Also, hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters have been arrested after blocking New York City bridges and tunnel. This Dateline New York from Reuters. Pro-Palestinian protesters blocked several New York City bridges and a tunnel on Monday to demand an immediate ceasefire in the three-month-old Israel-Hamas conflict before police arrested hundreds of them and reopened the roadways. Dozens of chanting demonstrators sat in entrances to the Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg bridges across the East River, as well as the Holland Tunnel connecting New York City and New Jersey across the Hudson River, local media reported. Police arrested 325 demonstrators, New York Police Department spokesperson said, and all of the locations were cleared before noon. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the right to protest does not give people the right to block bridges. Oh, but contraire, right, say the protesters and many ideologues. The whole point is that, you know, they want to shut down the road, the bridge, the tunnel. They want to glue themselves to a piece of artwork, you know, stuff like this. It's gone so far beyond the idea of making your voice heard or of trying to raise awareness. It is, these days, it is becoming a lot more in your face. In fact, when they had blocked the entrance into LAX, of which yours truly, of course, when I go to LAX and pick up my kids or take them back to the airport and this kind of thing, we go through that entrance all the time. You know, you might see it on video and so forth. You see the big letters LAX. Well, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right where you really start heading into the airport off of Century Boulevard. And but those protesters actually started attacking people in their cars. So, you know, if that's not the kind of thing that makes you say, you know, I really want to I got to rethink this whole Israel-Hamas war thing. I mean, this honestly, I've really got to come up with a different point of view on this. Nobody does this. It is so much more galvanizing. In fact, even so, you had President Biden, who was recently speaking at the Mother Emanuel AME Church, right? He was speaking there just recently, over the last day or so. And you had protesters that interrupted that speech, which, you know, of course, it was the same old kind of thing. I'm sure he was talking about, you know, vote for Biden is a vote for preserving democracy, I guess. But at any rate, this is kind of what it sounded like. The crowd then turned to chanting four more years to try to drown them out. But then the president said this. Let's listen in.
I understand their passion. And I've been quietly working. I've been quietly working with the Israeli government to get them to reduce and significantly get out of Gaza.
Well, he understands their passion. Now, what? Maybe he should say something like, "Hey, don't forget, you know, you're calling for a ceasefire, but as I said earlier in the program." You know, Hamas doesn't want a ceasefire. They're not looking for a ceasefire. I mean, they'll say they want a ceasefire, but what they don't mean it in the traditional sense. What they mean is that this is our way of, again, applying pressure, of generating propaganda value, because we have no intention on God's green earth to create a situation by which we come to a peace agreement with Israel, where we will stop the war. Where we will have a peace treaty, a two-state system, whatever, right? And I think the two-state system thing is pie in the sky. It always really kind of has been. But, see, I even think that's actually really indicative of how we even approach these kinds of things. We don't approach it from the notion that these groups, these terror groups, they want to destroy Israel, and they really are serious. They really do mean it. They do not want Israel to exist. But from our point of view, and it seems, for lack of a better expression, traditional, or it seems matter of course that, well, wait a minute. Well, what if we have a two-state system put in place? What if we come up with this, you know, kind of solution here? Where, you know, people can sort of live together. There's the border, that's your border, this kind of thing. But that's not how Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas and many of these other terror groups, that whole ilk, that's not how these groups think. They really do believe that destroying Israel is the ultimate goal. And so having a traditional diplomatic approach, or even having a calling for a, quote, ceasefire, is a wholly different concept to Hamas. All right, folks, stay right there. I just wish Biden would have said, hey, go tell Hamas to quit it. It's simple, but that's what he should have said. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. I'll warn you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I would put him in the mouth.
Sip that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them good girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent, violent, living it up.
You're listening to Taiwan.
All right, welcome back. It is Tuesday morning, and, well, we are making our way here through the program. Hour number four, and we hope that you have a great morning planned this week, or this morning, I should say, and a great week ahead. And it is good to be back here for the full week of broadcasting here, and welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, of course. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network, and we sure do appreciate all the great messages and so forth. Now, there is an issue out there that we understand, and we are looking into it, and that has to do with some of these replays that you might be hearing on different stations, and we are looking into some of these streaming issues that may be causing some degradation in some of the sound quality. So we appreciate the messages on that, and we are definitely checking into that, and we'll see what can be done. But again, we that's one of the reasons why we appreciate our listener base so very much. And once again, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. Well, again, folks, now Vivek Ramaswamy is looking to – I don't know that he can have an upset in Iowa. I don't think that that's in the offing here. But Vivek Ramaswamy believes that he will have what he calls a surprise on January 15th. We talked about this a little bit in hour number one. But for our new listeners here in hour number four, I wanted to bring it up one more time. We have a quick audio clip here from Vivek Ramaswamy talking on Fox News regarding the Iowa caucuses. Now, and as Denise Simon had pointed out earlier, too, shut down all of his TV advertising and all this other stuff. Essentially, it's non-existent, basically. They might have spent a little tiny bit of money, but nothing like what the other candidates are doing. But they've been concentrating, we understand, on social media and other ways of getting their message out. Let's listen to what Vivek Ramaswamy has to say here, and then we'll comment on it.
How is it going? You are in the fourth place, but you have seen a lot on the ground. What's the reaction? What are you predicting?
I think the polls are drastically off, Eric, because what we see on the ground is many of the supporters of my campaign in particular are first-time-ever caucus goers. Many of them from the next generation, many of them traditional America First patriots, but who have not participated recently in a caucus and who have not been polled. So I predict a major surprise on January 15th, and I like where the expectations have been set. So I think we're going to shatter those expectations. That's going to propel me forward to the next phase of this race. But I think a lot of these Iowans in this final phase, they're getting into the details. It's not just talking about the border and checking the box. I've offered the clearest strategy for how we would actually use our military to seal that border, actually end birthright citizenship for the kids of illegal migrants, and to return anybody who's in this country illegally to their country of origin. And I think a lot of these voters care a lot more, especially in Iowa right now, about those specifics, Eric. I think they're done with the talking points. They want detail, and that's what I'm giving them.
Yeah, you're talking about first-time voters.
So there you have Vivek Ramaswamy. And, yes, I can imagine that, you know, he's trying a different approach. Now, whether or not he's going to be able to overtake Donald Trump, I think that would be extraordinary to be able to do at this point. But he's trying to cultivate that similar kind of outsider status that Donald Trump was able to do back in 2016. And to some degree, Donald Trump's trying to cultivate that again here in 2024. We talked a little bit about this long ago with Vivek Ramaswamy trying to be an outsider. And I think this is, you know, as we come down to the wire, this is where he's really trying to make that happen. Now, is it going to be enough? I just don't know. But one thing we do know is that once we actually start seeing results from the caucuses and then from the subsequent primaries, that's going to drive whether or not these polls are really, really right. Now, I have a feeling that they're in general, they're telling us where the sentiment is. But again, you know, we haven't seen these different candidates interact with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is he's taken that opportunity to say, I'm so far ahead in the polls that I don't need to go and spend time and do any debates. And I think that would hurt a traditional candidate. Let's just say it was a different candidate that wasn't Donald Trump, but was still had a good lead in the polls, but decided not to go debate. I think that would hurt that traditional candidate. And again, it remains to be seen really about Donald Trump. But generally speaking, Donald Trump is not going to be hurt by this, only because he's Donald Trump, and people have been galvanized so completely in this whole issue of the red versus blue and people sort of digging in. And that's, I think, also being exacerbated so terribly by the Biden campaign and the Democrat Party elite. They have decided to go with the idea that if you want to preserve democracy, that you have to vote for Joe Biden. And notice again how this setup works. This setup works like this. Well, we are all about democracy. You know, we in fact, we're big D Democrats at this point, because our D is for democracy, darn it, right? Well, it's the two Ds, democracy, darn it. But that's the thing. We're all about democracy here in the Democrat Party. And so if you are not sort of supporting us, if you're not willing to simply get in line, if you question what we're doing, if you have an idea that you might want to vote for someone from the other party, then guess what? You're not all about democracy. You're just not. In fact, you're part of the problem, right? You're part of the problem, and you're never going to fit in. So that's how a lot of these kinds of I want to call them scams. That's how they work. You know, in other words, you set yourself up as being this or that, and then if somebody sort of questions it, well, then you're just anti whatever it is, whatever your thing is, right? And so this is exactly what the Democrats are doing. They are saying, you know, you better support democracy, because if you oppose us, well, then you're one of these insurrectionists. And, you know, we've talked about it at length, and I think it's important, but this notion that you can simply denounce someone as an insurrectionist, or anything, for that matter, is completely detrimental to our being able to conduct actual discourse and actual elections in this country. And the Democrat Party elite, they know this. I think it's definitely something that they might have all, you know, talked about at the, you know, at a local restaurant or something. They kind of all sit there and they say, okay, what's it going to be this time? Well, we're going to now be the protectors of democracy. And that way, anybody who opposes us is obviously an insurrectionist. And so, again, it is an incredibly myopic thing that happens, and what it does is it literally robs our voting population. It robs us all of being able to have an actual election, an actual discussion, you know. And unfortunately, it's kind of boiled down to becoming almost like entertainment. And the Democrat Party elite know this, so they want to frame it as such. But I will say this, though. I know that Donald Trump has been doing rallies and so forth, and Donald Trump can speak extemporaneously for, you know, a couple hours on end. It's no big deal to him. But I would submit this, though. At the very least, Donald Trump will talk about the things that are happening in the country and around the world. At the very least, he'll do that. But with Joe Biden has demonstrated that he cannot do that. As we were talking about with Denise earlier, he cannot, I think, hold down a conversation with you about world events. He has to constantly sort of avoid everything and, you know, only say this or that or whatever the teleprompter says at that point. And that in and of itself does not instill any kind of confidence. And in a normal world, he would not be a candidate for president of the United States, because it would be obvious that he's not able to simply talk about these things and have a back and forth and have, well, shall I say, a command of what's going on. But because it's built up the way that it is, he's the protector of democracy, so don't ask him any other questions. You won't like the answers. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Final segment coming up for the morning.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, we are so glad to be living in the USA. No doubt about that. And that's a great song, of course, one of the great Linda Ronstadt covers. They're back in the USA, and just a lot of great sound for that song, and a lot of that cool piano and everything that's going on there. And, of course, Linda Ronstadt. And, it really is. It really is good to be living in the USA, isn't it? Because we always have hope. We have a chance. We have a brighter tomorrow. And I will tell you, I believe what Ronald Reagan said about the idea that America's best days are always ahead. And we've got a lot of people these days who are getting sort of downtrodden about things. Or they're getting downtrodden that, well, you know, it's really not, it's a lost cause and so forth. Well, you got a lot of, sorry folks, I had to hit the cough button there. You do have a lot of influences. You have a lot of bad actors and they want to make things worse. And they want to change fundamentally, right? The fundamental change of America, all those things. But there is a hardcore.
right, of people that believe in the ideals of our nation, of our founding, and what it means to be an American. And then, of course, all the different world events that are happening right now, you know, we are sort of leading from behind in many of them. But that can also change. And why is that? Well, because elections, as Barack Obama has taught us, right, as we have learned at the feet of Barack Obama, elections have consequences, right? So there definitely need to be some consequences in this upcoming election without fail, because if we don't have those consequences, then it is going to get much worse. You can't do another 4 years of the Biden administration with whomever is making those policy decisions. So it just cannot be. So you got to vote, and we got to overwhelm any fraud that's there, and at the same time winning over as many hearts and minds as you possibly can, because obviously, folks, it is an uphill battle propaganda-wise. I mean, look at what's happening propaganda-wise regarding the Hamas-Israeli war. And how Hamas is somehow, I mean, it's, the, you know, Israel's just terrible, and, you know, we need to bring everything to bear on Israel at this point. No, it's Hamas. We wouldn't be even having this conversation if it wasn't for Hamas doing what it did on October 7th. But, of course, we've been down that path, obviously. Well, I'll tell you this, though, folks. Now, AI is everywhere, or it's starting to be everywhere. There was AI, you know, chat program, the ChatGPT, and people and businesses are looking to try to integrate this kind of technology into whatever they can at this point. I don't know if it means your refrigerator is going to talk to you. It probably will at some point. But according to this Reuters article, VW vehicles are going to be able to converse with drivers via ChatGPT. When? In the year 2029? No. in the year 3737? No. By mid-year of 2024. Las Vegas, Dateline Las Vegas, Volkswagen's voice assistant integrating ChatGPT into its cars will be able to converse with users in a back-and-forth dialogue by the middle of the year, the car maker said on Monday as it presented the technology in Las Vegas. And welcome to everybody listening in Las Vegas, by the way. Volkswagen presented its first vehicles featuring ChatGPT to be available for customers in North America and Europe from early in the second quarter of this year at the CES Electronics Fair. From raising the temperature when it hears, "I'm feeling cold," to showering, the nearest Indian restaurant upon hearing, "I want butter chicken." This is what the article says, folks. The AI can recognize and respond to a range of demands, according to executives from Volkswagen, and also Sinners, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, who partnered with Volkswagen on the technology. Customers can now adjust functionalities from their vehicle without touching a button. Kai Grunitz, the Volkswagen brand's board member for technical development, told Reuters on the sidelines of the CES trade fair, "Our customers don't want to manually adjust their seats. They want to use speech dialogue systems." Critics say adding generative AI in vehicles, though a step forward from the interactions possible today, is far behind the AI leap that was expected a few years ago, especially with fully autonomous vehicles. Automakers disagree. So if you have Apple CarPlay or Android or something, you are not able to adjust functionalities inside of the vehicle. That's the next step, Grunitz said. "I think what our customers are really looking for is seamless, intuitive usage of their cars." And so I don't know. I mean, you go back to Star Trek or this kind of thing, they're always asking the computer for something. The computer kind of talks to them. But I got to thinking, this reminded me of something, obviously. And this will only take a moment, but check this out. Does any of this sound familiar to you from back in the day?
You think they'd give you a radio?
What would you like to hear?
What the hell was that?
you wish further information on Silicon Valley?
Hell no. I want to know who you are and how you're listening in.
That's Michael Knight, by the way, everybody. And that's, of course, Kit. Knight Industries 2000, back in the days of Knight Rider. And, of course, Kit would talk to you, and Kit would know what to do, and Kit would be compassionate, and Kit would be able to solve problems, and Kit would know what the next step to take in is to catch the bad guys and so forth, and also be able to accommodate Michael Knight with whatever he wanted to listen to, the nearest restaurants, or all the stuff that, to some degree, Siri does for us today. Definitely, if your car's going to start talking to you, it probably means that your car's actually going to be listening to you as well. And have you heard these stories as well? Where people will say, you know, we were talking about barbecue or something, some innocuous thing. And then suddenly on their phone, all these advertisements for barbecue show up. Or, I need a new vacuum cleaner. At some point I have to go find a vacuum cleaner. And you start seeing ads for vacuum cleaners, right? And I'm sure somebody said that to you. People have said that to me. So to some degree, it's recognizing something already. But that's a little chilling, isn't it, to think about stuff like that. But we will see. Volkswagen says it's going to be mid-year, and we'll see if your car... if your car refuses to go somewhere. Or how about, I really, really want a burger. And the car says, that's not good for you. Let's get something else. You could be arguing with your car about where you might want to go for lunch or for dinner or something like that. But we will see. Well, folks, once again, it's great to be with you here on the program this morning. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can do that any time, day or night, by the way. We did hear back here from William in Denver. And he says Colorado, he's again from Denver, Colorado. Colorado was not Colorado anymore. He says, when I was a kid, we could drink water from the streams. Now the mountains have discarded toilet paper everywhere. He said his father was stationed at NORAD. He says he saw John F. Kennedy at NORAD. He says when he was so close, he could have touched him. He says that back when it was called, I think, ENT Air Force or ENT Air Force Base, something like that back then. And he says, God bless. Well, God bless. Yes, William in Denver, we appreciate the messages very, very much. And folks, some things have just changed, and it's very unfortunate. But one of the things we're going to be able to do this year is we're going to continue to be able to take the message out there. We're going to continue to be able to give good information, hopefully win hearts and minds, and hopefully demonstrate again that I think the conservative points of view and so forth, we have better ideas, better solutions, and a better vision of what tomorrow can look like for everybody in this country, right? All walks of life. Well, folks, we've come to the end of another program here. Tuesday edition is now in the books, and we're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there and make it a great day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.